WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that one of the greatest cultural enterprises of this century was the New York City Ballet under its creator, the late George Balanchine. Some of that collaboration was videotaped for television. Now, None Such Records, in a series called The Balanchine Library, is starting to release those tapes. Here's Lloyd's review.
Television is not the ideal medium for ballet. Often the camera is too far back to pick up subtle detail, or too close up to convey the large design, or it's just not focused on what you want to see. But in the late 1970s, PBS started taping a series of George Balanchine ballets with the New York City Ballet for its Dance in America series, and those performances are an indispensable record of America's greatest dance company at one of its several high points. Even for TV, though, these programs were far from perfect. In the Opryland TV studio in Nashville, these works intended for a stage seemed to be taking place in an undefined, disembodied nowhere land. Balanchine even let himself get talked into several hideous and distracting sets that he never used in the theater. Still, nothing could prevent the power of these masterworks from getting through. There are such major works as The Prodigal Son, which Balanchine first choreographed in 1929, with Mikhail Baryshnikov dancing the most important role he ever worked with Balanchine on. There are the exquisite series of slow duets for three men and five women from Mozart's Divertimento No. 15, and the cosmic Four Temperaments to a marvelous Hindemith score Balanchine himself commissioned. As one of Balanchine's most insightful critics, Robert Garris, describes in his engrossing new book, Following Balanchine, the process of building his own company led the great choreographer, like Shakespeare, to produce for his extraordinary performers an entire repertoire, comic and tragic, abstract and narrative, intimate and monumental. Part of this home video series is an eloquent documentary by Ann Wells called Dancing for Mr. B, in which six Balanchine ballerinas provide a revealing history of the company from the inside. Here are Melissa Hayden and Maria Tallchief, who was not only one of Balanchine's greatest dancers, but also one of his wives.
Through the teaching, he created a look. If you were... came with rounded muscles, strong muscles, such as I did, I realized that after working with Mr. Balanchine and dancing the repertoire, my muscles became elongated, like a racehorse, with great speed and great beautiful movement. And that was part of what we call the Balanchine look.
My whole shape, my figure, configuration, as if I had completely changed, you know? So it wasn't that he had just butt, it wasn't just legs and feet. It was everything. It was he was very careful about how you use your hands, what they call port de bras, how they move, the elbow, the shoulder, the soul of the dancer. He was a poet, and he taught us how to react and to become this poetry.
We see dancers becoming poetry in some stunning archival footage. Tallchief's Firebird, Allegra Kent in the sublime slow movement of Symphony in C, and a 1969 snippet from Apollo with Peter Martins as the young god and a 24-year-old baby-faced Suzanne Farrell as Terpsichore, the goddess of dance incarnate. We're lucky that PBS got interested in Balanchine when Farrell was still dancing. This first set of home videos features three of the richest roles Balanchine created for her. With an eye-popping 9-minute solo, she's the heart of the exhilarating gypsy ballet to Ravel's Tzigane. She and Martens open the brilliant and moving Chaconne, abbreviated for TV, with an achingly beautiful pas-de-deux that suggests Orpheus and Eurydice. And in the ominously autobiographical Robert Schumann's Davidsbündler Tänze, one of Balanchine's last major works before his final illness, Farrell, with her breathtaking amplitude, literally kicks up her heels and bends over backwards as the doomed Schumann's elusive muse. Another tape is the first installment of a projected 9-part series on Balanchine technique, with the wonderful teacher and former Balanchine dancer Suki Shorer showing us that at the heart of Balanchine are not only speed and the famous Balanchine musicality, but also a philosophy that has the dancers literally extending themselves to the world.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Balanchine Library, a series of ballet videotapes released by Nonesuch Records.